This is Daily Orthodox Scriptures with Father Alexis Corey from St. Philip Orthodox Church in Davie, Florida. Join us daily on the journey.
Welcome to the Daily Orthodox Scriptures 2021. I'm Father Alexis, and we are reading through the Scriptures each day of the year using the Orthodox Study Bible. Today is day 175 of our readings, and it's June 24. So today we will be reading from the Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 7, Psalm 143, Proverbs chapter 30, verses 26 through 30, and Acts chapter 7, verses 1 through 21. We will read Psalm 143 today. This is the last psalm of the six psalms that we say at the beginning of Matins. Now to the readings. Let's begin. The Wisdom of Solomon, Chapter 7. Now I also am a mortal, the same as all men, and earth-born, a descendant of the first-formed man, for in the womb of a mother I was engraved as flesh. In a period of 10 months I was constructed with blood from the seed of a man and the pleasure of marriage. When I was born, I breathed the common air, then fell upon the earth the same as all. And as my first sound, I cried like everyone else. I was nursed with care in swaddling cloths. Thus no king had a different beginning of existence, for there is one entrance into life for all, and a common departure. Therefore I prayed, and discernment was given to me. I appealed to God, and the spirit of wisdom came to me. I preferred her to scepter and thrones, and regarded wealth as nothing in comparison to her. Nor did I liken her to any priceless stone, because all gold is only a little sand in her sight, and silver will be counted as clay before her. I loved her more than health and beauty, and I chose her instead of light, because her light is sleepless. All good things came to me together with her, and in her hands countless wealth. I was gladdened by all of them, because wisdom rules them. But I did not know she was their mother, so I learned both honesty and ungrudgingly, and I do not hide her wealth. For it is an unfailing treasure for men who, when they get it, obtain friendship with God. For they demonstrate her gifts that come from instruction. May God grant me to speak according to his purpose and to think worthily of what I was given. For he is also the guide of wisdom and the corrector of the wise. For both we and our words are in his hand, and so are all insights and knowledge of handicrafts. For he gives me knowledge of the things that exist, to know the truthful structure of the world, the operative power of its elementary principles, the beginning, end, and middle of times, the changes of the solstices, and the transitions of the seasons, the cycles of the year and the arranging of the stars, the natures of animals and the tempers of beasts, the force of winds and the reasoning of mankind, the distinction of plants and the strength of roots, and to know whatever is hidden and whatever is visible. For wisdom, the artisan of all things, taught me. So in herself wisdom is a spirit that is rational, holy, only begotten, manifold, subtle, easily moved, clear, undefiled, manifest, invulnerable, loving what is good, keen, unhindered, beneficent, man-loving, steadfast, unfailing, free from worry, all-powerful, all-surveying, and penetrating all spirits that are rational, pure, and most subtle. For wisdom moves from one place to another more easily than motion itself, and because of her purity, she penetrates all things. So she is the exhalation of the power of God and the emanation of the pure glory of the Almighty, Therefore nothing defiled enters her, for she is the radiance of eternal light, a spotless mirror of the operative power of God, and the image of his goodness. Though she is one, she can do all things. So while remaining in herself, she renews all things. And in every generation she passes into holy souls, and makes them friends of God and prophets. Thus God loves nothing as much as the one who lives with wisdom. For wisdom is more beautiful than the sun, and more than every constellation of stars. Compared with light, she is found to be superior. For night succeeds the light, but evil cannot overcome wisdom.
Psalm 143. Blessed is the Lord my God, who trains my hands for battle, my fingers for war. He is my mercy and my refuge, my helper and my deliverer, my protector in whom I hope, who subjects my people under me. O Lord, what is man that you are made known to him, or the son of man that you consider him? Man is become like vanity, his days like a passing shadow. O Lord, bow down your heavens and descend. Touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. Flash lightning, and you shall scatter them. Shoot your arrows, and you shall trouble them. Send forth your hand from on high. Deliver me and save me from great waters, from the hand of the sons of foreigners, whose mouth speaks empty things, and their right hand is the right hand of wrongdoing. O God, I shall sing a new song to you. I shall play to you on a harp of 10 strings, to him who gives salvation to kings, who redeems David his servant from the evil sword. Deliver me and save me from the hand of the sons of foreigners, whose mouth speaks empty things, and their right hand is a right hand of wrongdoing, whose sons are like new plants, matured in their youth, their daughters beautified, adorned like a temple. Their storehouses are full, bursting forth with abundance on all sides. Their sheep give many births, multiplying in their streets. Their oxen are fat, there is no gap in their fence or passage, nor outcry in their streets. They call the people blessed, whose lot this is, but rather, blessed is the people whose God is the Lord. Proverbs chapter 30, verses 26 through 30. Now there are 4 very small things upon earth, but these are wiser than the wise. The ants, which are not strong, yet they prepare provisions in the summer. The rabbits, which are not a strong tribe, yet they make their own home in the rocks. The locust, which is without a king, yet he marches out as one commanded in an orderly manner. And the spotted lizard, which supports himself with his hands and is easily caught, yet he dwells in the fortresses of kings.
Acts chapter 7, verses 1 through 22. Then the high priest said, Are these things so? And he said, Brethren and fathers, listen. The God of glory appeared to our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia, before he dwelt in Haran, and said to him, Get out of your country and from your relatives, and come to a land that I will show you. Then he came out of the land of the Chaldeans and dwelt in Haran. And from there, when his father was dead, he moved him to this land in which you now dwell. And God gave him no inheritance in it, not even enough to set his foot on. But even when Abraham had no child, he promised to give it to him for a possession, and to his descendants after him. But God spoke in this way, that his descendants would dwell in a foreign land, and that they would bring them into bondage and oppress them 400 years. And the nation to whom they will be in bondage I will judge, said God, and after that they shall come out and serve me in this place. Then he gave him the covenant of circumcision. And so Abraham begot Isaac and circumcised him on the 8th day. And Isaac begot Jacob, and Jacob begot the 12 patriarchs.
and the patriarchs, becoming envious, sold Joseph into Egypt. But God was with him and delivered him out of all his troubles, and gave him favor and wisdom in the presence of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And he made him governor over Egypt and all his house. Now a famine and great trouble came over all the land of Egypt and Canaan, and our fathers found no sustenance. But when Jacob heard that there was grain in Egypt, he sent out our fathers first. And the second time Joseph was made known to his brothers, and Joseph's family became known to Pharaoh. Then Joseph sent and called his father Jacob and all his relatives to him, 75 people. So Jacob went down to Egypt, and he died, he and our fathers. And they were carried back to Shechem, and laid in the tomb that Abraham brought for a sum of money from the sons of Hamor, the father of Shechem. But when the time of the promise drew near, which God had sworn to Abraham, the people grew and multiplied in Egypt, till another king arose who did not know Joseph. This man dealt treacherously with our people and oppressed our forefathers, making them expose their babies so that they might not live. At this time Moses was born and was well-pleasing to God, and he was brought up in his father's house for 3 months. But when he was set out, Pharaoh's daughter took him away and brought him up as her own son.
As Stephen is facing the high priest, he uses the interrogation to preach the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. Today we only got through the first half of his words, and we will conclude tomorrow. Like Peter before him, he walks his listeners through the Old Testament to show how Jesus is the fulfillment of the law, that the scriptures have always pointed to Jesus. One of the joys of reading the whole Bible is that we recognize the stories that Jesus and the apostles knew, and knowing those stories helped them to strengthen their own faith. The coming of Jesus was not out of the blue, but was the plan of God to save us, foretold by the prophets long ago. In the church, we put a priority on the New Testament, and particularly the Gospels. But in the Old Testament, the people are prepared for Christ. It didn't happen in one day, and the road is more windy than straight. But when we look with the eyes of Christ into the Old Testament, we see the plan of God, just as Stephen does in his preaching. So, as we read the Old Testament together, we want to get the big picture, as Stephen does. He had been reading the scriptures his whole life. For some of us, this may be the first time that you're going through the scriptures that Stephen is talking about. So that's a blessing. Keep it up. The purpose is not to be an Old Testament scholar, but to see Jesus more clearly. I'm Father Alexis, and remember, Christ is in our midst.
You've been listening to Daily Orthodox Scriptures with Father Alexis Corey. You can always find us at dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. That's dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. This has been a listener-supported presentation of Ancient Faith Radio.